Engineering, Public Works, Finance, Recreation, Healthy Community. Oh, we already went to their planning. Reports, Counts, Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region Queens Municipality issue a RFP for the new audio system for its council chambers as soon as possible, with purchase and installation taking place upon approval of the 2021-22 budget.
Seconded by Counselor Hawks. Deputy Mayor Muse.
It's time. I think that we have a new audio system here. I've had more people saying that they try to listen to our meetings online and they can't hear it. And today we had a problem. I don't think the mic is working because you couldn't hear anybody talk. The people giving the presentation, they had that one little mic there. I don't think that was picked up at all. And it's time. I mean, find out what it's going to cost, and then we can look at it at the budget time and get some improvements.
Councilor Merrill.
I do agree, but do we have a final design of the council chambers yet?
I do. This has to be lowered. There was also the question of visual, because it's not just audio, it's also videoing, and that needs to be determined, as well as what screens. So it's a package that we're now pulling apart.
Yeah. And if I may, to answer the question, we have a general idea of what it's going to look like or what it needs to look like. And so if this motion passes today, we will then reconfigure the council chamber to a post-COVID situation, because that's what we need to do going forward, which will then require council meetings to either be all on Zoom for the next 6 to 9 months, or all presentations and staff functions will be done through Zoom or some other function, because there won't be enough room in here for the council members to sit where you're sitting now. So on this side, there'll only be two people. On this side, two people. Up here, two people. And at the table, two people. So eight counselors, there'll be no staff in the room. And there'll be no public presentations anymore. They'll all be done electronically. So council can be here, but all the presentations from staff and the public will have to be on the screen. Because in order to do the RFP, we need to do the design. We need to set the new system up now. So when we get the design, they have to be able to measure everything and do everything exactly as it's going to be. We can't just say, well, we think this is going to be here, this is going to be there. They won't bid on it. And then it'll be a mess. Because they won't be able to bid on what they know the final product is, because we may say in 3 months' time, well, now we changed our mind and want to move stuff, but the design was built for what we told them at the beginning. And so if we want to do just audio, and this isn't video, this is just audio, so there's no screens or anything like that, this is just audio, it'll be just a design for audio only, and that will require us to go to online for the next 6 to 8 months minimum, based on what the preliminary discussions are around them. Now, cool.
Any other comments? Councillor Gidney.
Aren't there wireless mics that we could use in the COVID? Could be ongoing or come back. So if we change everything to what's going to happen after COVID, and we don't go to it for 6 months or a year, does that mean we're not going to have anything for a year? Like, I don't. Do we do Zoom for a year? I'm not sure.
I believe we'll have to. Our system is set up for, you see, I think there's eight mics in here. That's the maximum. So if we want to go beyond that, which we need to, we need to throw all that out and start over, buy all new equipment. And the speakers are in a couple different spots. And so if you want to increase the volume, you want to increase the coverage, then we need to replace the speaker system in here, which is the audio part. So even if you go wireless, that has to all be replaced. All the wiring has to be replaced in here. And so all those things have to be done, and they're expensive costs. And so if you're going to do something, we need to do, I would recommend we do it once and do it right, and not just go to a wireless solution for 6 months, and then afterwards go to a permanent solution after that, because then you're just going to double your costs.
So you could use wireless on an ongoing basis? Like this, I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
We don't have enough ports in here now to be able to give everybody a wireless mic. And then the speakers, there's only speakers there. that's it. So if you wanna increase it, you need to put speakers everywhere so people can hear properly, because even today, I found it very hard to hear because people are speaking very low. And there may be a problem with the implementation system this morning, I'm not sure, but it was very difficult for me to hear anybody today.
Yes.
And then we need to invest in deciding on where this is going to go full-time. We need to invest in the right technology, not just use an iPhone 4, iPhone 6, whatever it is. We need to put the proper technology in, but that's not part of the discussion today. We're just talking about audio, not the video.
Councilor Charlton.
I do think we need to deal with this audio problem as soon as possible. If we wait until later to try to sort it out, then we're even that far, or, you know, we're even further from trying to initiate it. So if we can figure out the cost of it so we can work it in at budget time, I think that would be perfect.
Councilor Fancy.
I agree with everything that's been said so far. Yeah. When I first saw this on here, I thought, how are we going to correct everything all at once? And it just looked like a too big of a mass project. And are we going to have buttons here? Are we going to have, because we haven't even discussed any of those things. I thought, how can we even bring that motion today to the floor? Because we're not ready for it. But if we're looking just at the audio, then that becomes, at least we can hear what's going on. So now I get the explanation of it. Now I understand it better.
Any other comments? Councilor Brown?
If we work on the audio now and we down the road look at correcting the video, do we have to recreate the system again, or are we looking for something that we can do a modular build on to get us from one point to the next?
It'll be a whole new, you'll rebuild it twice.
You'll rebuild it twice.
Because
so
the company that's going to do the RFP for the audio is just going to focus on audio needs.
Yeah.
They're not being concerned about video down the road, because we don't know what the video is going to look like down the road. And so you're just going to do audio. And so if we do the audio and then we want to do video afterwards, it's probably going to be potentially a different company is going to come in and do the video. And they're going to want to redo all the audio at the same time to match what their video capabilities are. They're not going to use the existing, I would suggest.
Just seems to me that, you know, we're kind of rushing the system if we're going to have to rebuild it twice. And at our last council meeting and at the minutes that we approved at the start of this, we were not going to rush into this. We didn't want to spend any money, unapproved money. We were going to wait till budget time to look at this. So, I think we've had this discussion. We were going to put it off, and now it seems like we're rushing it to get one problem solved. We're not going to fulfill the full problem.
Councilor Charlton?
The biggest problem I find from constituents are the sound. They can mostly see everything, but as far as the video part goes, I don't think we have to have the state-of-the-art maybe system of buttons and things that we discussed before when we're talking about audio today, but that is a poor location for trying to stream this as it is. We could look at things like tripods and things like that, and someone could be moving that to someone when they're speaking so that they'll be better covered. So for me, the audio is the most important part. People want to hear what's going on.
So,
Councilor Fancy, do you have something else to add?
Yes. So if we go to do this, again, it's going back to what Councilor Brown has said. Can we look at it as when we put the tenders out or whatever you're going to do, to look at it and say, look, somebody who's going to do an audio, could you do the video on top of this? This be like as a something that would be compatible, rather than say we put out $1,500 or $2,000 here, and then we just throw that away and then do a whole new something new. Like I'm just talking off the top of my head right now, but is it something that they can say, well, we could do this for $2,000 now, but we could add on to that if we'd be able to do this, so that they could be part of what we would do.
And to answer it, if we're not going to do this until budget time,
right,
which is what the motion says, if our long-term intention is to do audio and video,
right,
then I would recommend we do them both now. Because you hire company ABC, they're going to give you the, first hire a designer to design it, they're going to give you what they design, technology they use and they're comfortable with. Then you're going to go to tender and hire a company, DEF, who are going to give you their functionality, their technical stuff and all that stuff. And then if you decide afterwards you then want to do a video in adjunction to that, the other companies might not be compatible with that. And so you're going to be stuck hiring the exact same company who then can charge you whatever they want because there's nobody else that's compatible with that system. And so if we're going to do this, then I would suggest we do it all at once and spend the $7,500,000 and be done with it rather than piecemeal it and then have a system that isn't functional, and then we have to throw out the original audio system that works for 6 months or 9 months and spend the $7,500 and redo the whole thing all over again.
Can I follow up on I'm taking what you're suggesting is that we're asking to do this now, just say that we defeat the motion and then wait till our new budget year?
What I would suggest is you amend it to include audio and video system, and that's everything.
And do it now.
And do it now. And so we will demolish the council chambers as it exists, we'll refunction it, we'll do Zoom meetings for the next 6 to 9 months. Public presentations and staff will all be electronic. They won't be in the room here because there won't be any room. It won't be six. It will depend on how long it takes to do it. But then you'll have an audio system in July or August, and an audio and a visual system here in July or August by the time we get through the tender process and all the upgrades and everything take place.
Deputy News, do you have anything further?
One of the reasons I put this in is that we got to know how much it's going to cost at budget time. I mean, to put out an RFP doesn't mean we have to do it, but we got to know how much it's going to cost at budget time so that we, if we want to approve it, we can approve it. We can keep waiting and waiting and waiting. I have no problem with changing the motion to audio and visual. I mean, we want to change the motion to that, but we just keep putting it off. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're going to have to shut it down somehow or move everything around sometime to do this. So why are we waiting? We're just going to wait another 4 years before we do it? Can I amend the motion myself? I'd like to amend the motion that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality issue an RFP for new audio and visual system for the council chambers as soon as possible for purchase and installation taking place upon approval of the 2021-2022 budget.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Speaking on the new motion, the amended motion, audio video system, any comments? Councillor Fancy?
Yeah, so now what we, with the amended motion, what we're saying is we're going to go out of budget and say we're going to spend $7,500,000 before next budget.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to issue an RFP
right
in January and to get prices to do a design.
Right.
I expect the design will come back at $10,000-$12,000 probably. That will have to be budgeted, but at the same time, then we'll get the design, which is unbudgeted,
right.
And that will give us some numbers potentially before budget time in March to tell us whether it's $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, or $200,000 to actually put in next year's budget.
So it doesn't affect this year's budget.
It will for the $10,000 or $12,000 we want the design
000.
Done to include in next year's budget.
That's good to understand because I didn't know where we were voting this into.
But that'll come back to council for approval because I don't know what the number is going to be. So I expect it'll be $10,000 or $12,000, but it may be less.
If I ask for clarification on something, is that me speaking to give up my chair?
No, you're fine.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. So if we issue the RFP for new video audio, then you say we have to move these back the way they'll be after COVID. Well, what's wrong with keeping them spread apart like this?
Because a designer can't do the design and cost it out and figure out all the dimensions and everything, where things need to be and not be, and measure it all out.
Why don't we just keep them like this forever? Who says they got to be butted right up against each other?
Yeah. Yes, she goes.
I mean, counselors, do you feel awkward sitting sitting as you are rather than butt it right up against each other? Would you be content with this as your forever way to look?
No, I'm gonna sit over there.
No, but
sit here, I'll sit there.
Because traditionally, these are always pushed together.
But we'll never be able to get a camera angle that gets everybody in the picture, so based on what this configuration is today. And so even today, we had to move some seats in order to get people on the camera, and there's still people that are not on the camera. So if you wanna keep wide, you can, but there'll never be a camera angle unless you wanna hire people to sit here and move cameras during the meeting all the time.
Two cameras and a split screen.
Yeah, that would work. Because the staff are in here making believe they're a movie producer. Doesn't make sense. Counselor Fancy?
One last question here. If we go forward and vote this through, do we have to make the specifics of what we want at this time too? Because
you're
going to make the request for it, because we have to say, do we want cameras? Do we want buttons? Do we want, because when you go to get the RFP, you want to know what you're asking for.
That's correct. So you need to tell me today whether you want
yes.
screens on your desk, you want individual microphones on your desk, whether you want to get rid of that 1950s technology of a big screen, if you want TV screens or around the council chambers, upgrades to the sound system, all that stuff has to be factored in.
Right.
We have to plan for what the future looks like, because as I said, our system now only allows for like 8 microphones. We'd have to determine if we're going to plan for 15 microphones, 20 microphones, what's it going to be? So we need to make those decisions today. Do you want, somebody mentioned about a button. If you want buttons, that all has to be decided here today in order to be included in the RFP.
Correct. Okay.
Councilor Charlton?
I don't think we need fancy buttons. I think we're all okay. I'm asking for myself, but voting by show of hands, and we need to cover the audio sound and improve our streaming capabilities. I don't think it has to be like out of this world.
I agree.
But we have to plan for the future, because today's technology won't be tomorrow's technology, and so what we buy has to be robust and commercial grade.
Right.
It can't be a household Google.
Understanding that, I'm not saying something like that, but.
So time frames, I'm thinking that's a lot to consider today. I think I believe we should consult with other staff who do presentations, respecting their input as well. They're the ones who have been here the longest, and they're going to be here the longest. I would like to hear their opinions on how this chamber would work best for them. Someone like Mike's been in here for a long time. He understands how this place functions and what it how it doesn't function.
Steve, IT.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need to think about, we need to include Elise, who's our diverse
accessibility,
because she's going to, we've hired her so that if somebody comes here and they're hearing impaired, they're visually impaired, they can still get as much as we can get from this proceeding. So we need to involve Elise in any discussion regarding how this room will look for visual effects and sound effects. So I don't like to disagree with our CAO, but I don't think we can make all those decisions today on this setup. It may well be mid-January before all that gets done. But we're Councilor Gindy?
The move that the motion be tabled until February, until we can get some information together so that we can look at it respectively to know exactly what we want and where we want it.
So tabling, remind me, when the motion is tabled, how much?
You need a second or no?
I need a
second or no.
A second or and no?
No debate.
No debate? Is there anyone that wishes to table this until the first meeting in February? That would, or is it just until February? Councilor Fancy?
Yes.
So once the motion is tabled, that's it?
Motion, we gotta vote on the table.
We have to vote on the tabling. All those in favor of tabling the motion until February?
haven't called for it yet. Thank you. Signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Tabling defeated. So we're back to the motion as amended. Issue an RFP for a new audio video system for council chambers as soon as possible, with purchase and installation taking place upon approval of the 21-22 budget. Councilor Brown.
Did we not have to take a vote to accept the amendment before we can vote on the motion?
We did that.
No, we had a first, we had a motion and a second, or we never had a vote on.
Didn't we vote on the amendment?
No.
Correct, we're still debating the tabling takes precedence.
Yes, yeah.
So we still have to deal with the amendment
before we deal with the full.
That's
yeah.
Right. All right, so we
just making sure what we were voting on.
Right. So the amendment is just to add and video
yes.
to the motion.
Mm-hmm. And we voted on that.
No,
no.
We need to vote on that first.
Thank you.
Okay.
All those in favor of adding.
Oh, Councilor Fancy has a question.
So if we approve this, could we then have something come back from staff to give a recommendation of what they would think we need as the, I guess, called bare necessities? Or we can all say, well, we don't need this, we don't need that, but we don't know. So that's why we have an IT person that will, in turn, look into this and come back with a report telling us what would be the best options. Is that fair?
I guess I think you need to tell us what the outcome is at the end.
Yeah, but if we approve that we will go forward with the video and audio rather than just what was on the original motion, do we say that we're going to come back with a report from, because we're trying to say, because you say when we leave here today, we need to tell you all what we don't want or what we do want to be able to go forward to find these, well, how are we going to know what we don't want and do want when I don't know that much?
It's going to be complicated because we can, as the mayor said, we can go ask certain staff, but certain staff may ask, they want things a certain way.
Right.
But then other staff might say, no, that doesn't work for me, I want it this way because that doesn't function for me.
Right.
So if we talk about accessibility, this room is very inaccessible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we want to do accessibility standards, then what you see today isn't going to stay the way it is today. It's going to need to change. And so that is going to affect other people's opinions about what we need to do in here. And so it gets a little more complicated that way.
Yes.
But we need to move forward and make a decision. So either way, I'm comfortable. If council wants to tell us what they want, then staff will figure it out and put it into a ball somehow so that works. But if you want some feedback from staff first, then staff can tell you what they think. And then council can take that and decide whether they like or don't like different components.
That's what I'll look.
We can do either way. We just need to make a decision to move forward.
Okay.
And Councilor Brown, thank you for keeping me on my toes. We need to vote on that amendment to the new audio video system. All those in favor? Okay, so now we're legal.
There was still a discussion. Was up.
Yeah.
Pardon?
They were still discussing about
right.
the amended motion.
Yeah.
Now we have to move on.
So that was the amended motions on the table. Right.
So now the amended motions on the floor. Councilor Hawks.
What is the time? We still have to line this up with the budget. So what is our timeline there?
So if we agree today to what it looks like, we can issue an RFP probably the middle of January,
mm-hmm.
with a deadline probably the first week of February. So we have to review that. So that would go to council the second council meeting in February, the end of February. You'd hire the company then, and you would hope that they would get you a design within, well, it's probably going to take a month, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the middle of April, which is after budget, so we're going to have some preliminary idea
mm-hmm.
about how much we're going to plan to budget.
Yeah,
but we won't have a design until middle of April, probably.
Mm-hmm.
People getting their questions.
And that's just the design. Then you actually have to tender out the design, which is another six weeks probably to tender it, to do the tender and to tender it. That's why I say you're looking at the end of the summer before the work is done.
Councilor Brown?
Since we have to give some ideas what we want in the system, I'd like to go on Councilor Gidney's idea that maybe we look at wireless mics and a wireless system, so that it gives us some flexibility. If we can have that built into the design, so if we do move it around, if accessibility wants things changed, then we're not tied to hardwired system. To look for a system that's going to give us the most flexibility if we do have to change.
Any other questions or comments? Questions or comments? Would you take the chair just for the minute I speak? I came in here intending not to support this motion because I really don't believe in dipping into things outside of our budget. We've yet to hear from our finance director. I personally do not know where we stand financially with this budget. Thank you to the province for the $500,000 that they gave. But dipping into reserves for things unbudgeted, in my viewpoint, should be for emergency purposes, because that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be dipping into a reserve because there's no budget line in this budget to take this out of. However, having listened to the timeline and the fact that we can keep these chairs the way they are, so we won't have to go into this Zoom shutdown, I'm not in favor of not having people in the galley, not having staff in the room. That does not make sense in order to get some sound system in here. But if we can do it so that we're going to keep these chairs spread apart from here to ever, and then that's fine. But understanding this does not mean that we're going to shut down our galley, our gallery, and our staff, and our presenters. Because that's my concern.
And just to clarify, the recommendation, if you want staff's recommendation, it might come back that that's exactly what they recommend. So I don't know, because I haven't discussed it with many of them, but that might be one of the options or the recommendation of staff is to do that and change the room to be more functional.
You're now in charge.
That's a job.
I think that if that option came to life, it would be ideal, but right now we're accommodating the very few people that can come into this room and can listen to us and see us. And if for some reason that we had to go to Zoom for a few months to make this better in the long term, that also opens up more people to join us. Everyone can hear. So although it would not be ideal, I think we have to prepare for that, given the long-term gain on the other.
Councilor Brown.
For CAO McNeil, you mentioned earlier that in an earlier meeting something about going to Zoom, that we can't do that preemptively. Am I remembering that incorrectly? I thought there was something in the provincial legislation that says we have to have meetings in person.
We do not. You can go to Zoom at the present time while the state of emergency is on.
Okay.
Once the state of emergency is lifted, then you will no longer be allowed, I assume.
Okay, so if they lifted the state of emergency, that would change us going to Zoom meetings?
Correct.
Okay.
But you can go to Zoom fully now if you want. You don't
okay.
have to be in person at all.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Vance.
Along with that, we could also too, as we have here in the past gone and had meetings elsewhere, we could possibly go to Queen's Place and have meetings, couldn't we? Or something like that. I mean, I'm just saying if we got this place torn apart, we couldn't get back in here and we couldn't have Zoom meetings, there's always possibilities of relocating, isn't it?
I guess potentially yes.
For a short term.
Wouldn't be recorded though, no audio,
no
video. No,
you'd have to do what you have to do.
Just one last comment. I am going to support this motion based upon the fact that it doesn't say even though it says purchase and installation taking place upon approval, of the 2022 budget, which CEO McNeil makes me, I mean, we are saying that no matter what that RFP comes back as, we are going to purchase and install. Because the two are hinged, are they not?
Based on the approval of the budget. So if you don't include it in the budget, doesn't happen.
But I guess it does make sense to know what we're looking at for a price tag. And if it's not until May or June or July until we get the price tag, but we do need a price tag on audio and visual. So I'll support this motion for the, and as soon as possible, that will depend on, at least we'll know the price, because I listened to Deputy Mayor Muse, and without knowing, how could we put it in a budget? So we need to know.
Well, we don't previously 75 to 100,000 is what's going to cost to do all those types of things. So that's the ballpark you're probably going to be in. So,
you know, it's best to find out.
Yeah. And just before you take, or I guess you can vote on the motion first if you
want. We already voted on the motion.
No, we voted on the amendment.
We voted on the amendment.
Voted
on the amended motion.
Didn't vote on the full motion as amended.
Right.
I just need some direction whether you want staff to bring forward a recommendation.
Yep.
Or you want to tell staff today what you want in that RFP?
Yeah, sorry.
I definitely want to go forward with the recommendation from the staff. Doesn't mean we have to always have to follow everything to the letter, but they're the experts, or that's what we hired an expert for.
Any further discussion?
I would agree that we consult the staff that work in here, especially Elise, who that's what we've hired her for.
Yeah.
And so she's sound audio.
And Christine.
And
she might have some ideas
too. Christine's in here all the time.
So.
Okay.
All those in favor, or all those who are in favor of the amended motion? Opposed? Motion unanimous.
Thank you. So we're going to get a price tag on it. And Councillor Gidney, 14.2.
Fire truck. Ladder truck for the civil fire department. Their vehicle has been out of commission since the end of November. I feel it's a very vital part of the fleet. We've got to work something out to get something going for the fire department with that ladder truck in place. Now, I'm not sure what the procedures are at this point. Where we go from here, I need some guidance as to how we're to proceed from here.
In answer to your question, my question is, this needs to be discussed first with the fire chiefs, all of them. We have contracts with them on truck purchases. We need to think about where the money will come from. Fire services is not one department independent of other departments. It's all those departments working together for the betterment of everybody in Queens. Therefore, to exclude the fire chiefs that work together to provide services to Queens, I think is a misnomer. I believe they need to be included in the fire chief meeting. This matter needs to be discussed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would not want to be a fire chief in North Queens or Port Medway and hear on the radio that we're discussing a new fire truck for a department before it's been taken to that body of which that one department's a body of.
Okay.
So that's my opinion.
Okay.
And there could be other people's opinion. Councillor Gidney?
The question is,
when can we put this through? And the policy 82.05, it says, for any reason, the scheduled vehicle replacement needs to be reconsidered due to unforeseen circumstances not in control of either party. And this is, that has not been controlled by either party, hydraulics are gone, trucks useless. It will be done through consultation with all fire chiefs, and those of consensus will be forwarded to the region. So is it up to the fire chiefs now to get together and forward to the region, or like, what is the next step, I guess? Like, where do we go from here?
If I may.
Yeah.
We have an agreement with all the five fire departments about truck purchase according to that policy, and that was just renewed 6-9 months ago. So it's well aware of who gets to purchase what trucks, when, and what the municipality's contribution is. And I think the next purchase is Greenfield in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the first step would be, is the intention to replace Greenfield's purchase in Greenfield? Because on that schedule, the ladder truck is scheduled for 2025, 2026, I believe. So it's another 5 years out. And so is all the other departments willing to move their truck purchases
mm-hmm.
back several years in order to allow Liverpool to move to the front of the line?
Mm-hmm.
That, so, and all the fire departments have been ruminating on this for a long time, and it's taken them a long time to come to some consensus over what that schedule of who gets to buy what trucks when. And as the mayor said, it would be incumbent upon us to ask them to decide how they want to amend that schedule, and not the municipality just to go unilaterally change that schedule without the approval of all five fire chiefs.
Councilor Gidney?
I'm not asking us to change the policy or the agreement. What I'm saying is, where do we go from here? This is something that's an emergency. We have to take care of it as soon as possible. I've read the agreement. I really don't know if this agreement is valid, because it refers to policy 82, but it changes the information on 82. It said, in the agreement, and whereas pursuant to meetings held with the fire departments, all fire departments subject to this agreement have agreed amongst themselves to schedule the truck replacements, which is correct, that will allow currency policy 82 fire department purchasing. And it goes on to further say that, here with me just for 1 second here, please. Okay, on policy, in section 2, each department agrees that they should fail to acquire or trade a vehicle according to the schedule attached. They can acquire the same vehicle or trade in a future year, but not sooner than the notice schedule, only with unanimous consent of all five fire departments. In policy 82.5, it says notice of consensus will be forwarded to the region from the fire department. Consensus and unanimous decision are two separate things. So I think there's a little confusion with this, but the bottom line is we need a truck. Where do we go? What do we do from here? How do we proceed from here?
My suggestion would be we call a fire chief meeting for early January.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
I guess it's up to council to decide that. We, like most issues, everybody is an emergency. Everybody has a demand. They want money, just as we heard today about different issues, about water and sewer and about the audio system. We have a standard process, and I just suggest that council not go make a rash decision without understanding the background of the fire agreement, the background of the fire services stuff. Councillor Gidney is quoting policy and stuff that the rest of council don't have aren't privy to today, don't have in front of them. I think it's difficult for me or anybody else to discuss what's in the policy without having the policy in front of us to discuss it. And in many senses, unanimous approval and consensus are the same. Legally, they're different in some instances, but essentially the same thing. You're requiring all five to agree to it. Whether they willingly or not, consensus is still unanimous consent of all five of them. And so for council, you need to decide if you're going to move Liverpool up or the other department's going to move down the list. Or is this going to be the policy allows for 275,000, the request is for 350. Are we going to change the policy to allow all the fire departments to now get 350 going forward as opposed to 275, which will require an increase in the rate, the tax rate of another penny to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and or is this a special request of 350,000 that's gonna be an area rate just for the districts of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, who would be affected by Liverpool's fire department? So there's lots of issues that need to be discussed here. And before council, I think, deliberates on them, I think you need to have these, the understanding of all 5 fire chiefs and 5 fire departments, but whether they support other departments moving down the line further and putting Liverpool in there to the front of the line and moving the other departments down. And whether this, the ladder truck is an emergency vehicle, doesn't need to be purchased right away. I know it's been out of service for most of the last year or two. So it's been broken and working and broken and working, working my understanding quite a bit. And so all those issues have to be discussed. And so I wouldn't want us just to go make a decision to do something without understanding all the, how all the dots line up in the whole fire system.
Councillor Brown.
One of the issues is, you know, you're talking about Greenfield being next in line. Greenfield lost a fire truck last year when the engine blew, and they're waiting for a replacement. They're down one truck right now. So that, you know, that that is an issue that they're not going to want to move down the list.
Let us, yeah, well, but we need to figure out.
I'm just pointing out that, there's other fire departments that are also down vehicles, and it's a large area to cover. It's going to be a contentious issue. There's a lot of arguments between the fire chiefs, and we have to move very carefully on this one, not to make a bad decision.
Councilor Charlton?
I would like to see that meeting get set as soon as possible. I don't know all the fire chiefs. I think that the council should have the opportunity to meet them all. And based off this email we just got about this ladder truck that serves the whole, all of East County and assists, we need to sit down.
Councilor Fancy?
The big thing in any kind of a break-in, whether it be in a regular budget or any other thing, it changes everything. So when we break into the budget or have to put money out, it changes not just the one thing, it changes a whole bunch of things. And I guess it all comes with the accountability end of it too, so it has to be some kind of a, again, as I think what we talked about here, the fire chiefs need to understand where they are and what their needs are, and to be able to, I don't think we can talk about anything here today. We know what they're willing to do, because it's got to be a joint effort. We can't just have, say, somebody said, well, we want $150,000, we can't have it, and then try to break into the budget to find how we're going to do it. We got to understand the ladder truck, is it a need for us? And I think, you know, most people would say, yeah, we need it. But the thing is, how do you do it and how do you go about it? And that's going to have to start from the fire. And they have to work together. They just can't say, I want this, and not be able to work together. They got to work together to try to work with us.
So, Chris, do you think a meeting, would we have enough information gathered for a fire chief meeting by the second week in January? There's a meeting scheduled for February for them.
And it's not, we don't need to do our homework yet.
No.
The issue is we have a policy that, as Councillor Gideon said, policy 82, I think.
Yes.
But we also have, pursuant to that, we have a signed agreement by all 5 chiefs that gives the schedule over the next 12 to 15 years of who gets to purchase a truck and when, based on that policy of $275,000. It does allow that schedule to be changed with unanimous consent of all the chiefs. And so if they get together in early January and all 5 of them agree to change it, then it's the easy solution. They all change it, it's 275.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other departments move their trucks back.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to change it, then that becomes a discussion for council about how we deal with it after that. Because our decision, we don't have to really make a decision if they can come to some agreement on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't make a decision, then our decision is dip it into reserves again. Councilor Hawks?
I believe that they have already done some of this change in Iran to make it right for the people that need it right away, right? So.
Well, they changed it about 6 or 9 months ago, yes.
Yeah, so.
But we'd have to change it again.
Change it again, yeah. So that should be their decision, right? It's, they've got to work with their budgets the same as we have to work with our budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Counselor Gibney?
Just one last comment. My comment is that we have to have a meeting as soon as possible. I wasn't saying that, that somebody didn't, don't get their fire truck that they need. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying we've got to have a meeting. We've got to get this worked out.
And as soon as possible is early January. Within by the third week of January. Do we call the meeting for them?
We would have to schedule a meeting.
We have to schedule a meeting?
Counselor Gibney's asked us to schedule a meeting, so we would schedule, yeah.
So we'll schedule a meeting.
So it sounds like we want the 5 fire chiefs and the 8 counselors. 13 people.
That's, oh, you're gonna put them under it.
We'll have to find another place to do it, so.
Is that what people want?
Have to do it at Queens Place or something.
The fire ch- counselor.
I thought we want the fire chiefs to meet together to see if they can come to a consensus on moving the ladder truck up to now and moving everybody back in.
Right.
But I don't think the councils have to be there for that.
No.
Because it will interfere.
Sure.
Yeah.
So should we just recommend to the
Councilor Charlton?
Councilor Charlton?
We have a fire chief asking us for an emergency meeting. We need to set the meeting. We need, I don't think that's negotiable. We have someone that's serving our community and saying we need an emergency meeting. We need to respect his wish and set the meeting. We can't make them agree, that's between them, but we've just gotten an email from him. So he's asking for a meeting. I think that's where we start, we set the meeting.
But we could have a meeting with Chief Monroe, and we could tell Chief Monroe, you go figure it out among the fire departments, because that's what we should do. The fire departments need to figure it out. Chief Monroe is well aware of the policies and the way the fire truck purchases work.
Chief Monroe's asked us for a meeting, so if it's just the meeting with Chief Monroe to start, then I think we should set that meeting he's asking us for.
We get asked for many meetings. It doesn't mean we always have to do them. He knows the procedures that's required. Councilor Hawks has been involved in fire departments. Councilor Muse knows fire departments. Our fire departments, I don't want to break whatever fragility there remains between those fire chiefs. I don't want to be seen meeting with one particular chief over what they need. The fire chiefs need to work together. And I believe that we can respond to Fire Chief Monroe stating that they need to meet as fire chiefs and discuss the truck purchase thing. Meeting with fire, you know, that's the right steps. We need to follow the right order of steps. And we don't need to fracture those departments. We can contact him and tell him that we've had this discussion and that we believe that the correct procedure is to go the route according to the policies, that they meet together as fire chiefs and then they come to us. Councilor Charlton?
So if Chief Monroe doesn't wish to bump anybody off that list, but this truck still needs to be dealt with, if he says, I'm not even interested in sitting at the table to bump someone else off, then we know that, then where do we go?
Then we have a bigger problem.
That's right.
Because the Greenfield's scheduled to buy a truck in 2021 and we're offering $275,000. If I'm Greenfield, I ask for $350,000 as a special purchase and not part of that repayment plan. Because I want the same deal as Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you get one special deal, once you get one special deal, everybody's going to want a special deal.
Councilor Fancy?
I think when they're calling here asking for a meeting, I think they're asking for for our group.
Fire chief meeting?
Well, not just the fire chief, but for Councilor News and yourself, and such to be part of, just to be there even just as observers and things, because I don't think they're just wanting to come there together. I think they're just going to get, you try to say we just want to get fire chiefs together, they're just going to say, they're going to be upset and saying you guys don't want anything to do with it. I think myself.
No, we would call a meeting. We would call a meeting of the fire chief.
Of the fire chief with our group.
Right.
I think they should be there. At least listen to it and know what's going on.
So is everyone settled on that? That we'll contact Fire Chief Monroe and establish a meeting as early.
So we're organizing a meeting of who? The five fire chiefs?
Of the EMO committee.
And the
just this one with one agenda.
So just the committee meet, just the councilors who are on the emergency
right.
service committee,
yes.
as well as the five fire chiefs?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
With one agenda. Is that agreement? Is that pressed well enough?
I think so.
Okay.
And we'll have to maneuver the dates, because if we don't get five fire chiefs there, we can't get consensus or unanimous consent, so there's no sense having a meeting unless we get all five there.
And we'll copy all of council in on that correspondence. We have one item on in camera that we need to stretch our legs before that. So we need a motion to go in camera. Moved by Deputy Mayor Mew, seconded by Councillor Amaro, that